for the record, Ian, is there a placebo effect taking RNA drops?
Define placebo.
The thought of taking something makes you feel better.
The only reason any human does any action is for the thought that they'll feel better than they did before the action. So if that's the precursor for your definition of a placebo, that would fall into our definitions of allowing. The same way if someone says, if you'll do this, it'll take care of it, and you won't have it, and you do it anyway, and then it doesn't do, and it does just what you weren't going to have, that would also be a placebo effect. You knew it wasn't going to work out, and it didn't. That's also a placebo effect.
So I'm saying everything has a placebo effect, so the RNA drops would have a placebo effect, plus they'd have their own effect.
Just by suggestion.
Suggestion in your own mind or from someone else that you believe.
Allowance. And if you allow it, then it can. Yes.
So there is a placebo effect in RNA drops.
There could be.
Just because everything has a placebo effect,
yes,
if you allow it. But there are people who get the RNA drops and they'll think, oh, this is probably crap. I'm going to ask someone else what they think of this crap. The other person agrees that it's crap, so they take it and they feel a shift and they think, wow, that's a bad thing to happen. I think this is all crap.
And they decide and don't ever take a drop and decide that, and they still feel like crap.
Right.
There's some people they might start changing just by listening to us talking about it. Just the mere suggestion.
Yes.
And
well,
not even taking it.
It's a three-part process.
So you do have this universal placebo effect of a life in general wants to feel better. Where are the biological laws or rules about chemistry and principles of chemistry that people subject themselves to, saying, okay, this will do this to me? Where does that come in? Where does substance activate and override the placebo effect?
Well, but see, it doesn't, because if you're listening to what the science has to say about it, the science doesn't even know what RNA is, let alone what an effect of it would be.
When you told me that RNA drops were not a placebo, I took it at that point a few weeks ago that
right.
You meant there were biological or chemical processes that RNA is involved in, regardless of what you think about it.
Absolutely.
What are those?
Exactly.
Why is there that substance effect? Why is there substance effect on
us? Because you're giving your body, your meat sack body, new information. And in giving it new information, the body will process the information, regardless of what you think about it.
And it will not follow what biology thinks should happen.
We certainly are counting on it not.
Okay,
so
if it follows
what
science says about it, you're all doomed anyway.
Better not to think about it at all or think about what you want or whatever, just expect whatever, you know, don't really, really.
Never mind.
Okay.
Yes, and in never mind, well-being will have no choice but to find you because you're aligning, or in sometimes we call it realigning, your amino acids in your meat sack body to do what you created your body to do in the first place, which would be to exemplarily respond to the autonomic responses of the body. Good thing you don't have to think about breathing, or may become problematic. Oh, wait, it already does. They call it COPD.
Where does new information come from that the body doesn't know about?
Wikipedia. All good things only come from the Wikipedia. You know how much we love and adore the Wikipedia, yes.
Yeah. Why is it new to the body? Why doesn't it know it before?
Well, it does. It recognizes it.
Yeah.
I know some people who took RNA drops at the beginning, and maybe people even today, they take it and they expect some dramatic feeling or something, maybe even feeling better.
Many times they get it.
And they get it, but sometimes they don't, and they get confused and not feeling anything. And you would suggest, don't worry that you're not feeling anything.
Oh, no. Everyone so far who has engaged us, and this may be more on private session engagement, but, Bob, you know this more than anybody. Somebody will say, well, I'm on 15 drops, BID, and I really can't tell anything. And within 5 minutes, we tell them to look at a few pieces of their meat sack body, and then they go, holy shit.
I find those that heard about RNA and had private readings before RNA drops showed up, they expect a lot. And some of them have dramatic effects, but there's those that don't feel anything for a while and are puzzled by it. Eventually something happens to them, but it's that initial week or two when nothing's happening where the mind gets all confused and intense and worried about whether they've been ripped off or not.
They don't do that when they go buy gas. They get ripped off there every day, but they think they get ripped off.
That's where medicine is the new religion, the new pagan religion. People judge their values, and the doctors are their priest. And I hear people complain about there's no scientific background for RNA, no evidence.
Bob, you just don't understand. I don't put things in my body that I don't know exactly what it is.
That's the sentence.
And we just laugh and laugh and laugh. It's like, okay, you just had a glass of water. Describe it. You just went outside and took a nice big deep breath of air. Oh, I only breathe air that's known. I don't go with unknown air. You don't have a clue. You just had a Hostess Twinkie. You have no idea what was in that Twinkie. And yet it was satisfyingly delicious even so.
Mm-hmm.
So that sort of eases that off just a little bit. If you're interested and you engage it and it serves you, engage it. If you don't, leave it the hell alone and save yourself a lot of trouble.
That was what I was trying to find, and Ian said it immediately. The sacred high priest pagan religion aspect of medicine is that they believe that the scientists are monitoring the drugs. So people say to me, you're not telling me what's in RNA, then how do I know what it is? And the big assumption is that they go to the regular doctors and those drugs are being dispensed with great concern or protectiveness or clarity about the effects. They assume that there's great guidance in the drugs they get from a doctor, and that preference they think is required for the RNA drops. You must have been well observed by the high priest of medicine before you should take it. That's what I was trying to say when Ian summed it up very quickly and nicely with, hey, how do you know what you're taking all the time anyways about everything else?
Yes, and with drugs, people can be on 8-10 different prescription medicines and just suffering the side effects and not even knowing it. And then they'll come to me and say, well, you want me to take this vitamin or this mineral. Well, how do I know it's safe? Or, what's the science behind taking a mineral or a food-based vitamin? So people are very much aberrated by what science has tried to tell them is safe because it's scientific.
And then you go to that doctor and you say, doctor, I'm on 37 pills and my bowels won't move and my stomach's upset and I have headaches and I have this and I have that. He doesn't look and see what the compounded 45 drugs he's already got you on are, the new thing. Instead, he just writes you yet another prescription for those problematic symptoms that the previously prescribed drugs have initiated within you. It's fun.
Here is a testimonial, actually, that came to us. He says, I've been on the RNA drops for almost 5 months now, along with
Rick, you haven't been around that long.
Along with my continual devotion to my process of ascension, I have physically noticed my back and neck pain subsided tremendously. I've been under a weekly chiropractor's care for 4 months. Based upon the initial x-rays and spine misalignment, he concluded I had arthritis in my neck and degenerative bone disease. Bracket. I refused to buy into the diagnosis. Bracket. After 1 month of the RNA drops, my pain subsided drastically. After 4 months of taking the drops, my pain is gone. My doctor was pleasantly surprised and became even more incredulous as time went on. My visits dwindled to one per month, and now I don't have to go at all. In general, my emotional state of one of bliss, bounce, and enthusiasm. I opted to have Botox, and my medical esthetician told me that I definitely do not need it. I saw a plastic surgeon after being on the drops for 3 months. Again, I was told I don't need any Botox and would be wasting my money. I've lost 7 pounds without any lifestyle change. My workouts have lessened in frequency and time durations, yet I dropped 2.5% body fat in these months and dropped my BMI, body mass index, by 2 points and trimmed my waistline by 2 inches. The physician was shocked and wanted to know how I'd done this in such a short time. My sleep is sound and peaceful, lots of vivid dreams, and I wake refreshed each day in spite of how many or how few hours I sleep. I have a consistent high level of energy and don't tire that often.
That sounds pretty greased up.
Mm-hmm. And they got the RNA drops real early.
Mm-hmm. They must have been in the early test batch.
Question, how many do you take? Do you take in the morning, in the evening, or once?
I do it twice a day, about 10 to 12 drops.
I take 10 drops once a day, but I do other things with the RNA. I rub it.
Rub it?
Right.
The bottle? Like a genie coming out of the lamp?
Dr. Dean, will these RNA drops eventually get rid of whatever to where I don't have any headaches anymore?
Realign.
The thing about RNA is that I know when I took what I thought was too much, I wasn't sleeping. It sort of stirred me up. It was revving me up too fast. So then I get the realign, and that allows the building blocks of amino acids for the RNA to use.
Inverts that effect.
Headaches, what we call in alternative medicine, healing reactions to a shift. People can get headaches or even fatigue or extra energy or irritability. It's a way of the body letting you know that you're changing something. And a lot of people who run away from these symptoms and think, oh, it's bad, they don't realize that the body is going through a shift.
Meanwhile, and they mama told them, just like your mama told you, baby, it's got to hurt if it's going to heal. And you file that into your little, whatever that thing is.
Little person brain.
Then all
brain.
Of a sudden it bites your butt later. Conditioning.
Because,
so it's great.